The Real Plato Jones by Nina Borden. Read by Eve Karpf. Chapter 1. My name is Plato Jones. Plato Constantine Jones. Plato because my mother is Greek, and Jones because my father is Welsh. And Constantine after his father, my grandfather, who is Constantine Llewellyn Jones, as known as CLJ, as known as Jones the Spy. Most people call my grandfather CLJ, even his family. But in the Welsh Valley, where he lives with my grandmother and my uncle Emlyn, there are so many Joneses that they have to be set apart from each other. The postman is Jones the Post, the fishmonger Jones the Fish, and my uncle Emlyn, who is a teacher, is Jones the School. So my grandfather has to be Jones the Spy. In the Valley, they don't take any special notice of anyone famous. And CLJ is famous. He's a real hero, part of history like Julius Caesar or Robin Hood or George Washington. The only difference is that CLJ is still alive, and so you can see him on television. He is famous because of the Second World War. That was the war that England and America and Russia and most of the other countries in Europe fought against Hitler's Germany way back in the 40s. Before this war, CLJ had taught classics at Oxford University, and because he could speak modern Greek, he was dropped by parachute into Greece to help organise the Greek resistance against the Germans. The Greeks were good guerrilla fighters, but they were short of radio equipment and weapons. CLJ lived with a group of guerrillas in a cave in the mountains and used his radio to tell the commander-in-chief of the Allied forces where to drop the guns and explosives they needed to blow up roads and bridges.